Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Get expert advice from your friendly healthcare team at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Leisha Redmond-McGrath, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
So Leisha, you're a chartered work and coaching psychologist, but you're also a shaman. So I think both of your job titles are going to come into play today. So look, this is another thing about the summer, right? Kids will be off school from here on. And I think some of us might be thinking that you can kind of let things slide with them helping out during term time sometimes because they can be exhausted and everything. So now might be a good time to switch things up in regards to getting kids to do a few jobs around the house and help out. Presumably it's good for kids to help out around the house, is it?
Yeah, it absolutely is. I mean, if you look at, you know, what you're doing in a family is you're raising future adults. And if you look at the kind of adults that we need in the world, right. we need adults that can, you know, maybe think for themselves, have a little bit of delayed gratification, get off screens. We know that screens is causing their problem solving skills and their emotional intelligence to nosedive. And chores are a really good way to be a part of the family, really belong, have a purpose, build confidence, build a load of skills. You know, I personally think it's a disservice to not get your kids involved in chores around the house. Yeah.
Good for the parents too, of course.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the leaders that I work with, I work in predominantly in people and systems change, as you know, and like a lot of the leaders that I work with, you know, they're trying to spin all the plates and work, and then they come home and they're trying to do all that, and they're in the car with lifts and coaching, and then the laptops are out again at night. The difference it makes if they, you know, if they have kids that can help clean up or help prep a dinner or even turn a dinner on if they have it prepped, you know, it just, it makes so much it's so much of a difference to them in terms of burnout. Resentment can build, but also burnout, you know, people are just, there's only so many hours in the day. And I think, you know, societally, we know that most of it falls to women. I think the recent statistic is 75% still of social capital falls to women. So you're breaking cycles when you're, you know, when you're enabling and encouraging and empowering the kids to do that bit more at home. And yeah, then it's kind of time spent together. You know, if somebody's at the dishwasher, somebody else is stirring a pot, it's time to have those conversations with the kids, you know, that they maybe don't want to have with you if you sit down and say, what happened in school today, or what happened on the road, or what happened, you know the way sometimes if the kids aren't looking at you, they're more likely to chat.
Incidental.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
They'll tell you something eventually if you hang around long enough, So, the practicalities, how do we get them on board with doing some jobs?
Well, I think, you know, communication with all these things is really key. So, and obviously it's age appropriate, so you're not asking a four-year-old to, you know, carve a Sunday dinner. But what you are doing is you're sitting down with them and you're saying, what could be fun to do? What do you think you would be good at doing? This would really help me. And you're getting them to understand the impact of their behaviour. Here's what happens when you do it. Here's what happens when you don't. And some of the stuff we just all have to suck it up, you know. So having the kind of core things that they might do. So things like bringing your clothes down, maybe stripping your bed, being able to pop the dishes in the dishwasher, sweep the floor, that kind of thing, walk the dog. And then I think it's a good opportunity, particularly when there's more time now, that they can, you know, if you clean the car for you, if they want an extra few quid or something like that.
So I mean, is it okay to incentivize it? Yeah,
I think so. Yeah. Some of it for sure. I mean, like the world of work is changing so much. AI is you know, it is transforming it, that we need people that can, you know, think for themselves, that can do things that they maybe don't want to do in the first instance, that they can learn new skills. These things will build confidence. I didn't know I could clean a car. I didn't know how the Hoover worked. I didn't know how to use a pressure washer. I didn't know I could garden. I didn't know I could walk the neighbour's dogs and earn a few bob. You know, so all of these things build.
It's kind of a virtuous loop of success building confidence.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Okay. Exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Would you actually, you were saying there about explaining to them like the whys of it and all that. Would you actually tell your kids like, look, you know, I'm kind of overburdened here.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Oh God, absolutely. I would. Now I've got teenagers, so you know, it's different. But if I'm working late or I've got an evening meeting, or I would absolutely say, you know, if you want to get to football tonight, you've got to get the pasta on, or you've got to get the whatever. You know, that would really help. Otherwise, I'm really, you know, or I'm not feeling well, or you know, your dad's traveling, or whatever it is. Like, absolutely, I would be completely transparent. Like, they can see it anyway.
Yeah.
So I think it's great to name it. it. And then what you're doing is as well, you're naming your needs and naming how they need to be met. And that by modelling that, then your children are able to learn how to name their needs and how their needs need to be
very
met.
Very good.
And that's super important as well.
Yeah, it's not traditional in Ireland for anyone to say what they want, is it?
Yeah, well, no, we can skirt
around
it.
Let's break that cycle. Yeah. Camille, tell me about the notion of the family as a team then.
Yeah, well, I like to think of that, you know, the family is the first team, and children need to know they belong. They need to have a sense of that intimacy, that belonging. This is my tribe. You know, that's the way our psychology is set up. So, you know, you want to be able to have your role within the team and have that kind of your place. So I would name that very much with my kids as well. And then it's learning. So, for example, we have a junior cert in the house this year. So her brother was doing a bit more of the jobs, you know, that she might traditionally do. But when it's his turn to have the junior cert, she'll do a bit more, you know. And likewise, if I'm working late or I'm finished a bit early, I'll do a bit of helping. So it's not rigid. It's around kind of relationships and being able to help each other out because, yeah, we're the first team.
Yeah. And on that team thing, I believe you never say to them, thanks for doing that for me.
Like, well, I don't call them good, or I don't say good girl or good boy, or and I'm not like, I'm not like thanks for emptying my dishwasher or something. Do you know what I mean? It's a family thing. Yeah.
I did the hoovering for mum.
No, you didn't.
Okay. So like what this is you're used to working with leaders, organizations on a culture change in workplaces.
Yeah.
That's kind of what you're talking about
big
here,
time.
Is that a culture change?
Yeah.
And is it too late if they are, like, say, like yours, if they're at the teenage years
never
and they're
too
not
late.
Used to it?
Never too late. I really do believe, genuinely, I believe personally and professionally that, you know, they're little humans. Yeah, they're children, but they're not thick. They're not stupid. You know what I mean? You teach them, you train them, you get them to look at the world in a certain way. And then it's not a big onerous task. It's not a surprise when you have to do different difficult things. You see the people in work who think that the world owes them a living versus the people who understand that actually you've got to push a little bit and go that extra mile or whatever. And so you're right, it is a culture change at family level. But I think it's if you're doing it with warmth and love and encouragement and it's a positive thing, then they really buy into it. And it's absolutely doable at any age.
Just before we go, you know, small kids, one thing is that like toddlers can naturally want to help out with things and then they tend to grow out of it. And then the other thing is that we can often, if you just want to get something done, stick the child in front of an iPad, keep them busy and then you can whiz around and do stuff.
Yeah, and listen, a certain amount of that, of course, is going to happen. But like delegating in a workplace, you know, it takes a bit of time to begin with, to train them up, to teach them how to do it.
Okay.
But then in the long run, it's a strategic long-term game to do that, because then in the long run, they can do the whole task for you rather than you having to sit with them and hold their hand. And again, it's giving them that opportunity to build confidence, to learn how to contribute, to, you know, to learn new skills and to be, you know, well-functioning members of the little team that is your family.
Leisha Redmond-McGrath, always full of wisdom. Thank you very much.